B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Monday.
It's Monday.
Monday? Oh, Monday! Thank God it's Monday.
I'm glad you're here.
And I'm glad to be here.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
What things?
You know.
Start the day off right.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, y'all. It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. And I was just checking. Are the Academy Awards over yet?
Not for me, because I'm just going to watch Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga on loop. I mean...
Constantly, no.
Oh.
Endlessly.
My sister texted me and said she wants to live between the space between the two of those men, because it's such a nice spot. Oh, okay, great. I had such a good time watching that last night.
Academy Awards last night, and of course, the big story over the weekend, the Robert Kraft story. Amazing. Unbelievable. We'll share.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Okay, we got that coming up today. Let me see, we got Winograd in 60 seconds. Somebody is going to be going to the Divi All-Inclusive Resort. Yes, another trip to Aruba will be awarded this morning right here at WRY. So stick around for that. What do we got coming up on Dirty Laundry besides Robert Kraft?
Come on, we got all the Oscar. Oh, yeah, no, Oscar stuff. It was a great, disappointing night. I'm very mixed, and I feel like some people, Glenn Close, got robbed. But there were some real highlights, too, and I will talk about that. But we really must talk about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And it's pretty interesting that she just broke up with her fiancé. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's...
I have a theory, and I'll discuss it. Okay, dirty line.
What about the secret tattoo?
I don't think there's a secret.
No secret tattoo, really.
That's what everybody was saying, that new tattoo could be a secret tribute to Bradley Cooper.
We'll find out all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And Winograd is 60 seconds coming up in just about 12 minutes.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So where were you Friday when you first heard the news breaking about the Robert Kraft story? And what were you doing anyway?
I was at home.
Yep.
And I was actually on Facebook, and somebody put up like, "Oh my God, I can't believe Robert Kraft." And then I just like Google, and then
bingo.
I was like, "Oh my God!" My brother was at Gillette at the Hall of Fame.
Was he
with
really?
His kids. That was uncomfortable.
Ooh, yeah, so. I can imagine. Well, you know, one of the things, a number of things we're going to have to talk about on this subject today, on this topic is. Your kids, speaking of kids, and what do you tell your kids?
Yeah, because he's a...
You know? Yeah, I didn't turn the news on all week.
Yeah, couldn't.
I can understand
that. The news was terrible.
Okay, so you saw the news. What were your first thoughts?
It's funny. I've always thought a lot about Robert Kraft. He's been a great owner, probably the best owner of the NFL.
Yep.
He's a multi-billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of charitable things in this area, and he's 77 years old, you know? You don't think of him as somebody going into a seedy storefront in Florida.
Allegedly going in. Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, we got to use that because, you know, we got to stick to the thing. You know, innocent until proven guilty and all that sort of thing.
Innocent until the video leaks.
Yeah. That's going to be it. Now, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? And
it's also gross and disappointing and horrifying.
Keyword, disappointing.
I went from like completely surprised to horrified to disappointed to horrified again, reading more and more about what these women go through. I think I'm less about him, and I'm more concerned about this major problem we have in the United States that people think doesn't go on. And I think that there are a lot of people like, though, this is a victimless crime. You know, this is this guy who went and got this, you know, massage, et cetera, and who cares? And I think people really need to care about it because it's a problem. It's a real problem.
Social media was very split on the issue. They really were. Yep. I mean, so many people coming from the angle that you're talking about, which I agree with you, that the human and sex trafficking issue is the gigantic problem. And then there are other people saying, well, his wife passed away. He's a 77-year-old guy, stunned me to hear people say that.
Those are the people who are saying, you know, thinking in terms of a victimless crime.
It's not. You know, it's absolutely not because it's illegal. And if you are partaking in something that's illegal, odds are that person who's doing that act is not necessarily willing. You take that chance every single time.
Yeah, and I was a little more shocked, too, once his lawyers released the statement that didn't say a lot, but it said a lot.
Yeah.
How he, you know, didn't do anything illegal.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't like
exactly,
I wasn't there.
Precisely. When I saw that,
it was
I thought,
like you didn't do anything illegal.
Whoa, that's going to be the defense.
Interesting then, huh? Start of the spin. Mm.
That should be very interesting. Okay, we'll keep you posted on any upcoming details, any further developments happen through the morning here.
And, don't you wonder how long Bob Kraft will be the figurehead of the Patriots?
Well, that's kind of interesting. You know, you look at a guy who 20 years ago paid $175 million for a failing franchise, and over the past 20 years turned it into the elite franchise in pretty much all of sports, if you don't count soccer. And
who counts soccer?
It's $3.5 billion now. So. Yeah. It should be very, and then you think about all of the things that they've gone through, all of the, you know, the Deflategate, the Spygate, and all the haters out there. This just gave them unbelievable fuel.
Yeah, I know. You wonder if Jonathan has the helm by the end of the week.
Yeah,
would imagine. That must have been an uncomfortable conversation.
Had
hello, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, and speaking of that, we got your sports coming up 6:45 this morning, and we'll further delve into the Kraft situation in the meantime.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So, did you have a dog in the fight at the Academy Awards last night?
I was disappointed that Glenn Close didn't get the Academy Award. But you know what?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Hey, you think you're disappointed. I understand. A lot of people from the Academy went home last night and they found their pet bunnies boiling on the stove.
I think probably the most disappointed person at the Oscars was Bradley Cooper's girlfriend because Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's performance of Shallow was, I think I got pregnant watching it.
Wow.
I mean, really? It was, really? It. The chemistry between the two of them is just, they're on fire. And I think that Lady Gaga's slightly in love with him, like we all are, but I don't know. I just think
she broke up with her fiance
last week. I was at an Oscar party last night, and one of the people was Jake was Connolly, who you guys know, was saying he has a theory that she broke up with her fiance because she's in love with Bradley Cooper, and Bradley Cooper's probably going to leave his girlfriend, the Russian supermodel, who's the mother of his child.
For Lady Gaga. Really?
I think it's a great thing to talk about at a party. I don't think it's going to happen.
The look Gaga gave him at the end of that.
Oh,
really,
like relationship
something.
Goals. Like she just, you want somebody to look at you like that. Bradley Cooper looks at her. They are actors, though.
Don't you think that
they're not that great of actors. You can't
think of it. I mean, they didn't win.
Well,
obviously, they're not that good.
I don't think you can't act. You can't act like that. Like, I think there's a genuine affection between the two of them. I think she would like.
It's just his work wife.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
That's a good point.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
I see what
you're
saying.
This is the ultimate work wife situation.
Whoa. Okay.
Because, you know, everyone, people who work together, they call it work wives. But, like, this is why you should not let your spouse have a work spouse, because this is the cautionary tale, people, because they're working together and then, they might not be singing, but you know, maybe they're putting a PowerPoint together and all of a sudden they're looking at each other,
man,
like
you give good
oh
PowerPoint.
My god, look at that slide. Oh,
ladies and more, 5-7-W-R-O-R. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
You should.
You look at me like that occasionally, Lauren.
Yes, I do.
Usually when I'm getting you a coffee. But. Celtics and the Bruins, they're both off today, both back in action tomorrow. The Celts face Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors in Toronto. The Bruins will host San Jose. Red Sox open Grapefruit League action with wins over the Yankees and Twins this weekend. They face the Pirates today. NFL Scouting Combine, that opens tomorrow in Indianapolis. And NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 in Atlanta. You can go to WROR.com and download Brian Bell and Timmy G's Wicked Fast Podcast. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Hankster. Okay. So, one of the things we got to talk about, we're going to do this a little after 7 this morning. Maybe you can help us. Because a lot of us had this problem over the weekend. How do you explain to your kids about prostitution? Because it was all over everything this weekend. And speaking of that,
I didn't. I guess you're going to?
Hi, Uncle Lauren.
Because I ran into the same problem over the week.
these and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So over the weekend, one of the problems a lot of families ran into, mine included, yours included, is what do you tell your kids about prostitution? Because it was wall-to-wall Robert Kraft story and the allegations of Robert Kraft and all that sort of thing.
Know him. Like, we were at a restaurant with my nieces and nephews and my daughter, and it was Friday, and we just found out the news. And so I said, everyone was under the age of, like, 15.
Yeah.
And I said something about just mentioned Robert Kraft. And my 11-year-old niece said, well, what about Robert Kraft? And I'm like, because she knows who he is. She has a Patriots hat on. She just came from Gillette Stadium because they went to the Hall of Fame because they were visiting from New York. And I was like, nothing? Nothing at all?
Nothing?
Nothing. I'm like, how do you have this conversation?
Yeah.
He has six rings.
That was the same with Sam, my 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Same thing. He's like, what's up with Bob Kraft? You know, you're seeing him flashing up and I changed the channel.
Nothing.
Nothing. I said, he might have done something bad.
Buddy. Yeah.
So
we had we had a birthday party over the weekend. And so it was like six adults and a 10-year-old. And so, you know, the gorilla in the room was the Robert Kraft story. But nobody said anything about the Robert Kraft story. We opted instead to play a game of Family Clue.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like you have to weigh, like, what I think I wouldn't bring it up like, hey, you want to talk about this? But I think that, like, if the kid brings it up and makes, you know, like, even makes, like, a joke about it or just, like, an inquiry, I think it's important to say, do you know what this is and what human trafficking is and, like, what, I mean.
It kind of depends on the age, you know, obviously, you know.
And it's hard now because I'm sure years ago you could say, well, you know, that's kind of an adult topic and you're not old enough to discuss it.
Right.
But now they have access on, you know, their
phones,
pretty
much anything.
Their iPads.
Yeah.
Right.
They can do it themselves.
Those were the days. That's an adult subject. And then you just shoot them away and there's no internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Just go ask Twitter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really, seriously.
But the thing is, like, I was just saying, like, I mean, my daughter Lucy, one of her favorite movies is Pretty Woman, and I'm like, why haven't I said, like, that's probably not a good, I mean, it's a great movie, but, like, if you think about it, it's not really a great movie, and it's awful being a parent.
you're conflicted about one of your favorite movies now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the world is a very complicated place, I just say.
Did anybody out there have a good solution for this over the weekend? Because I would like to talk to somebody who really figured this out. If you give us a call, it's 617.
I think my sister had a conversation, and she's like a really good parent. Like, I'm terrible.
Really, yeah.
Okay. I'm just like, don't talk to me about it. Let's watch another movie.
Let's watch Pretty Woman again.
Yeah. That's right.
80s and more. 57 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus goes to the door and is confronted by a representative of Bangor Charities, and we hear...
You know, Ephus, I understand here from my record you make a pretty good living, but I also see that you've never given one red penny to charity.
Oh, really? Well, do your records also show that my pa is on a fixed income and living in a nursing home?
No.
Or that my brother is blind and unemployed? Or my sister's husband died and she's flat broke and has four kids?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Well then, if I didn't give them any money, why in God's name would I give any to you?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Time to get out of winter. Because 105.7 WROR is sending you to the 80s in Aruba.
It's time for an episode of When Dad's in Charge, involving a member of the Lorne and Wally Morning Show who just happened to have this happen over the weekend.
You know, I took LBF's advice and I failed miserably. So my wife was heading out of town. So we dropped her off at the airport yesterday, so it's just me and the kids. And I said, all right, kids, we're driving home. We're already out. It's raining. It's gross.
Yep.
Like, let's do something fun. You know, who wants to go bowling?
I love bowling.
Hey, everybody right? wants yeah, to go bowling, wanna... right?
All right, yeah, let's okay. go bowling. I'm like, okay, so I'm on my way home, and I'm thinking, and like, all right, we can hit Westgate Lanes. It's right on the way home.
That's, they got Candlepin there, right?
Candlepin there. Candlepin, it's a good little place. So then I'm also thinking, wait, my daughter Lila is 5, and even though I told her to put socks and shoes on, she never puts socks on. So I'm like, as we're driving there, Lila, did you put socks on?
No. Of course not.
Damn. All right, now we got to go home and get socks. I'm like, everybody look around the car. See if you see socks anywhere.
The odds
There's
are pretty good.
Bound
you
to
might
be.
Find,
we,
yeah,
at
yeah,
least
okay.
one. Couldn't find socks. But then.
Light dawns.
I'm brilliant. I'm like, we're going to Westgate. There's a mall right there.
Of course.
There's an Old Navy. We'll pop in real quick. I'll good. Buy you a pair of socks. We'll go bowling.
Got it.
Great. Stop in. I had another stop to make. We stop in. Go into the mall. And I noticed there's an awful lot of people milling about the mall. I was like, wow, this is great for the mall. Look at all these people here on a Sunday. And then I get to the Old Navy and the gate's down. Because it's before noon.
Oh, so nothing's open.
Hey, malls, let's open before noon. So I can't get socks. Because nothing's open at the mall. Everyone's sure, waiting for the mall to open. I'm like, I'm not standing around here for 20 minutes until the mall opens. So I say, across the parking lot, there's a sporting goods store. I'm pretty sure that's open.
Yep.
All right, everybody back into the rain, back into the car. Let's go across the parking lot. We went into the sporting goods store. Socks.
They got socks. They got socks.
They didn't have her size.
Oh.
So I got the closest to her size, which only came in a multi-pack, and they were $20.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now you got a six-pack of socks.
Now I've got $20 socks.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're the wrong
don't
socks.
Don't really fit her.
Don't really fit.
Okay. Like, it doesn't matter. Let's
She'll go.
Everybody
them,
back to the car.
And it, they're soaking wet at this point from running through the rain?
No, they were in the bag. They're still in the bag, so it's all right. So
the
kids are definitely... We're all
drenched,
just completely drenched because we've been in and out of the car like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, all right, let's go. We get to Westgate. Like an hour after we had arrived at the plaza.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and you know what they have right there next to the register?
What?
A sock vending machine.
Morning Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. And more. 105.7 WROR. Ooh, they're
okay. Well, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. It's all about the Oscars. I have like a couple of words to describe the Oscars. Underrated, unprepared, upsets, and Bradley Cooper. So, no host. And I actually thought it
I thought it
along,
worked out pretty well.
I think that this might be a good trend. Yep, it moved along nicely. I did, however, kind of wish that Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph could have stuck around because this is what they kind of opened the show with this.
Good evening and welcome to the 1,000,000th Academy Awards. Not your hosts, but we're going to stand here a little too long so that the people who get USA Today tomorrow will think that we hosted. That's right. And we won't be doing awards during the commercials, but we will be presenting commercials during the awards. So if all the winners could please say Hellman's mayonnaise, we're on the side of food, instead of your speeches, that would be great. Again, we are not your hosts this year, but if we had hosted, it probably would have gone like this.
Hey, Chadwick Boseman, what kind of plans you got later?
These Spanx are so tight, they've entered my Spider-Verse.
I'm Sam Elliott for Sam Elliott Mustache Wax.
Rome is on Netflix. What's next? My microwave makes a movie.
I thought they were excellent.
They were great. Fun. They're just so, I think they should host. But then again, I really like the non-host because it ended at 11:15 and people got to go to bed.
Pretty good.
So, all right, let's see. The other thing, unprepared. Okay, did you catch the speech from the people who won?
Was that a speech?
I know, for Vice, for hair and makeup. I mean, it was a complete mess. And a lot of people, a lot of winners got up and just kind of rambled. I mean, there was nobody who, I mean, even Olivia Colman, who won for...
I don't think she thought she was going to win.
No, I don't think she would think, but she had, you know, you have to prepare a little bit. You know, you go up, there's actors and actresses.
At least have a list of the people you want to say thank you.
And don't ramble on and on. It kind of drove me a little crazy. I was annoyed.
I forget who it was, but one of the winners had her speech on her phone.
I liked that. I liked that. I was like, no, you know what? At least
she's
prepared. Okay. Speaking of Olivia Colman, she won for Best Actress, and the upset was Glenn Close for The Wife. I was a little disappointed, but I guess people have said that she's really good in The Favorite. I haven't seen it.
Am I right that Glenn Close has been nominated 7 times now and lost all 7? Is that right?
Yes.
She's like the Susan Lucci of...
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I think she jinxed herself by wearing that gold outfit. I swear to God. I think it was like she just should not have done that. She looked like a statue, so she didn't have to take one home. All right. Speaking of like best and worst dressed, Charlize Theron, I did not like that outfit. Did you see it? She was wearing like a column dress that was like a grayish blue. It did nothing.
I loved it.
You did?
I did. It's funny. I went and I looked through about 20 of their pictures, and I said, oh, my God, look at that. It looks great.
Oh, no, I did like when she was up presenting.
Was it blue?
Yeah, it was like, it was, yeah.
With backless?
With the backless.
I don't know. I just didn't think
she doesn't need dresses with a back.
All right. A lot of ruffles. A lot of ruffles. It's hard to pull off a bed sheet with ruffles.
You know who looked great on the red carpet? Maria Menounos.
Oh, did
she?
She
looked beautiful in this
yellow
gown.
Hey, you know what I really liked is Lady Gaga's necklace. Do you know how much that cost? It cost it's 128 carats. It was a $30 million necklace that was last worn by Audrey Hepburn.
Get out.
Yes.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Oh, you know who looked fabulous, too? J-Lo. She wore a column dress. It was all like broken mirror looking thing. Jeez, the diet that she is on with A-Rod. I bet she's like been like doing some weirdo protein thing. Apparently it works because it looks really good.
She looked like
good.
A really good looking disco ball.
She did. And let's just end, please, with what everyone is talking about, which is the performance of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Now, I know that Bradley Cooper brought his Russian supermodel girlfriend, baby mama, to the Oscars, and they're probably completely in love. But that performance between two people who I know are actors and the way that they looked at each other, I'm telling you, if anybody looked at my husband that way, I would move.
Really?
I would move my entire family to a different country. So, yeah, no. It's I think there was a lot of...
You don't think there's real chemistry there?
Well, she just broke up with her fiance.
Well, it could be professional chemistry, though.
But you don't look... I've looked at you for 8 years now.
You've never looked
at me like
that.
That's true.
Yeah. But then I don't look like Bradley Cooper.
And you can't sing.
I know Bradley Cooper's girlfriend was like the first one to stand up, and he gave her a big kiss when he came off the stage.
Well, he better. I mean, are you kidding me? What if he'd snubbed her? Oh!
She's beautiful, too. My goodness.
I hope everything's fine, but boy, oh boy, it's really, really fun to speculate.
Yeah, she's not one of those ugly Russian supermodels.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, this is when it gets really exciting here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, because we got $1,000 in cash from Century Bank up for grabs. Yes, it's time for us to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have a player on the line from Londonderry, New Hampshire this morning. His name is David Robinson. Dave is a civil engineer, so we welcome you to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Dave, how you doing today?
Hey, good, thanks.
Good.
Oh, you sound awake.
Okay, so Dave,
I am.
Civil engineer, probably good with numbers and cosines and whatnot and all that sort of thing. So maybe
we have none of that here today.
No math. No math on the game in the game today.
No math.
Oh, Dave.
Really.
Okay, so
all right.
But you feel pretty confident, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay.
On a regular basis, as you listen to the program, you play along. I would assume. How many do you usually get right?
I'd say at least nine. There's always one or two that's a little tricky.
Oh. You are setting the bar pretty high, Dave. Yeah.
You know, the last two players, we've each had nine correct answers.
Yes, we have.
So you get 10 right, you get $1,000 in Century Bank. You got 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. Are you ready to play this morning?
Absolutely.
We have a theme.
Okay.
Just to let you know, it's an Academy Award theme.
Be warm. Okay. Be aware.
So just be aware.
Okay. Are you good? Are you good with movies?
I'm all right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Who hosted the Oscars this year?
Nobody.
What won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Green Book.
True or false, Meryl Streep has more Academy Awards than Katharine Hepburn?
True.
Who sings Shallow with Lady Gaga?
Bradley Cooper.
True or false, Bob Hope hosted the Oscars 18 times?
False.
What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Stephanie.
What color is the Academy Awards statue?
Gold.
Best animated feature film category was added when? 2000, 2001, or 2002?
2002.
The movie All About Eve had 14 Oscar nominations. What other movie had 14 nominations?
The Godfather.
What won Best Picture last year?
Get Out.
Okay.
Okay.
You've concluded all of the questions.
Went through very quickly. Yeah, you got a
good
few pace. Wrong.
Okay,
good pace.
You batted 500 on this. You got five correct. Okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
But yeah, pretty good.
True/false is not your friend.
No. 50% chance, too. Meryl Streep has more Academy Awards than Katharine Hepburn. That's false. Katharine has four, and Meryl Streep has three. Bob Hope, he did host the Oscars 18 times. The film Best Animated Feature Film category was added in 2001. The movie All About Eve had 14 Oscar nominations. The other movie that had 14, actually there are two. You had Titanic or La La Land. And the picture that won Best Picture last year, this was a hard one.
This is hard to believe.
I couldn't remember.
Very forgettable.
The Shape of Water.
You know, and now you say, no wonder I forgot about it.
I thought it was good.
What a bad movie that was.
Really liked it. I thought it was
that
good.
Really sucked, you know?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Boy. I don't think Lauren liked it.
But you did a really good job, and it was a different theme, so, but you know.
But we do have a consolation prize for you. A pair of Admit One passes to the Boston Advance screening of Marvel Studios' Captain Marvel.
Ooh, that looks really good.
The journey of Carol Danvers as she becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes in theaters everywhere in real 3D and IMAX coming in March the 8th. This is going to be great. Getting a lot of hype on this thing.
Yeah, it looks excellent.
Okay, but listen, congratulations. Enjoy the pre-screening, and thanks so much. You did a fine job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.
You'll probably get nine again tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right? Or 10.
Okay, now. Hey, so everybody else, you think you got what it takes to win this game? It's very easy. All you have to do is log on to WRR.com. You enter it right there. We contact you. You play the game, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
And so, like, the Academy Awards were on last night, and everybody's talking movies and all this thing. And so we're discussing the fact that we all wanted to see these movies before the Academy Awards come out, see? But we didn't really want to buy them.
Cheapness.
Yeah.
This is the cheapest thing I do, okay?
I know. This is cheap.
And I'm not alone here because I was having a conversation with my friends yesterday at lunch, and we all do it. Okay. Wanted to watch a bunch of Academy Award movies.
Right, yeah.
But when I went to go look them up, they weren't rentable. You had to buy them.
Right, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I don't want to buy the movie. I wanted to see these movies, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 9. Or a 9.
You really wanted to see these
But movies. For $14.99, okay. I sat there on my couch.
But if you rented the movie, how much would it cost if you rented it?
$3.99, $4.99.
Okay, $4. Okay.
But, like, it's twofold. It's the price. It's about owning it. Because what if you own it and you didn't like it and it's just there, sitting there? We had to go 20 minutes back and forth. Let's watch the trailer, see if it's worth it. Watch the trailer.
And the funny thing is, it's still like the price of if one person went to the movie.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And I will spend,
and watched it once.
I will spend $7 on a cup of coffee. I will spend, you know, it's, and this is
the craziest. And you drink your coffee's gone in 10 minutes. The movie's there forever.
Forever. For everyone to enjoy.
Okay, now Brian, he goes into his phone. He said, how many movies do you own now?
It's 70 movies.
70 movies,
70
okay.
Movies.
And it doesn't take up any space. Like
I must own three movies.
Really? Okay.
Slapshot, and I have three different copies.
Okay.
Digitally.
Digital. Like on Amazon?
Yeah. Yes.
And you don't have, it doesn't take up any space because remember when you used to keep the VCRs, it would take an entire room
in my
to
basement.
Take care of your VCRs, you know?
I don't know what it is about $14.99 and owning a digital streaming movie.
It makes no
sense.
That
makes me not want to buy it.
That's
and you know
exactly
what happened?
How we decided last week. And we're like, we can rent that one, so we'll do that
one. Yes, exactly. If it's rentable, and then it's gone. And if you loved it, you have to buy it anyway.
And then if you want to watch it again, you're not going to be. You got to rent it again.
Exactly.
Not if you do it within 48 hours.
That's true. That is true.
The other thing is, how many times... Like, there are only a handful of movies that I can think of that I've watched more than a couple of times.
I think I've watched every movie I own at least 20 times because of Lucy.
But you're a movie freak.
I love movies, and I have a daughter who loves movies. And also, she's a kid, which means that she watches movies. Yeah.
And how many times do the kids watch the movies?
Well, that's why I buy the kids' movies.
Exactly.
Sure,
no
absolutely.
Problem buying kids' movies. In fact, my niece was actually impressed with me one day because I bought The Greatest. She wanted to watch The Greatest Showman, and I was like, I'll just buy it. She's like... You just buy that?
Wow.
It's like, apparently it's a family thing. She's like, we don't buy movies at my house. I'm like, well, we do at this house sometimes.
How many times have you seen Frozen?
It's in
Calculable.
But anyway, so I watched no Academy Award movies this weekend because it was too cheap.
But as soon as you can rent them, you're right there.
Yep, $3.99, baby. That's my price.
That's an amazing thing. Okay, Hank is standing by.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
There you go. That's Huey Lewis and the news. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the official Lorne and Wally, one of the most... Canadian stories you will ever hear in your life.
Good day.
In the news. This happened last week in Manitoba, Canada. A man in Manitoba called 911 early this month. And what was his emergency? Well, he was hosting a hockey tournament, and he desperately needed to find a Zamboni to rent.
Oh, okay.
So that's a problem.
That's a problem. That's a Canadian problem.
Okay?
Yes, it
so,
is.
Apparently, in Manitoba, when you call 911... The Mounties, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, answer the phone here.
Yeah.
What makes this even more Canadian is they didn't say, hey, look, this isn't for, like, that's not him. Nope. They helped him locate a Zamboni.
Yeah. Did they send the official, you know, Zamboni of the Mounties?
I'm sure they did.
Dudley Do-Right was the driver.
Right. So I just thought I'd share with you the ultimate in Canadian news this morning.
It's legit.
It's legit. Okay, look. Coming up next, we got this is going to be an interesting day. Because it's the first weekday, the first full weekday after the Bob Kraft story broke.
Yeah, I think official charges are going to be made.
Could be today, And we'll see what happens because today maybe the spin doctors are going to start, moving in on this whole thing. So we'll see. We're going to discuss this and bring up the date on anything new coming up next right here, okay? On the Lorne and Wally Morning.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, this is going to be a very, very, very interesting day coming up in the life of the New England Patriots organization.
Hey, Jonathan, it's Dad. I got something to tell you.
Well, I tell you, this is going to be some kind of day and some kind of week and the future ahead here. Because we were just thinking about, okay, what kind of punishment should the allegations,
be proven?
What kind of punishment will the NFL? Because, here Robert Kraft spends 20 years building up an amazing organization. Whether these allegations are true or false, from now on, there's always going to be another cloud of suspicion hanging over his head here.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the punchline to a joke. An offensive joke. And it's just what an unbelievable shame. So what if the allegations are proven true? What's going to happen with the NFL?
I guess the NFL has the right to, do anything they want to.
Well, they have a code of conduct.
Yes.
Their code of conduct is kind of ridiculous. Yep.
But I know, like, Jim Irsay, the guy who owned the Colts.
Yep.
He was caught with, driving under the influence, had a bag of cash and pills.
Yep. And what happened to him?
He was suspended from running the team for 6 games and fined $500,000.
Slap on the wrist.
They didn't...
No.
This was the interesting part, which I think comes into the Bob Kraft part.
Yep.
He was not, they didn't forfeit any draft picks.
Okay.
Because I know there's some, who was it? Hey, they were saying that
immediately,
they should spend, you know, they should
somebody came
not
out
get any draft picks.
Immediately take all of their draft picks away.
I can't, that is such a ridiculous answer to this question. Like,
right?
Take away your draft picks. I mean, I think the bigger picture is, I would say, you know, make him pay a lot of money, donate, things like that.
They usually make them pay a lot of money. And I feel like Jonathan's probably going to take over the team by the end of the week.
Well, that's the thing with the NFL. It's twofold because the Patriots are repeat offenders now. If he's guilty, the Patriots are repeat offenders for Spygate, Deflategate, and now you've got this hanging over his head. But the NFL also has the problem of domestic violence with their players and women, which is also a huge cloud hanging over them.
And so then if this kind of ties into that with sex trafficking,
The strange thing is that he's donated to
groups
that fight that
sex trafficking.
4 years ago, he made a $100,000 donation.
Out of nowhere. It was, I guess, according to the group, it was like just random. He just gave $100,000 to this
group. If Bob Kraft... It was worth $6.6 billion. If Bob Kraft stepped up tomorrow and said, you know what? I made a mistake. I want to donate $1 billion to help fight human sex trafficking. Would that make a difference?
It's a start. I mean, I
don't know.
Would you feel differently about him?
I have no idea, Hank.
Because he can afford to do it.
You know, the one thing that I felt when this whole story broke, and we still don't know, you know, these are allegations. But the first thing that came to my mind was, man, am I disappointed.
Yeah, it's really a terrible story and a disappointment. And, you know, because I think the people really admired this guy. And,
absolutely.
And just,
rightfully
it's really disappointing, really disappointing.
Okay, well, we'll, we'll watch everything through the day.
Yeah, so they might file charges
tomorrow morning,
today
okay?
in Florida.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.